That's because the U.S. Post Office has eliminated the number of sorting centers. Yellowstone County Elections Administrator Brett Rutherford says that means it can take longer for mail to be delivered.
We're lucky in Billings that we have a sorting center, so it's usually a one-day turnaround. So especially in the rural counties, you're going to want to mail your ballot early.
But even in Billings, he cautions, don't mail your ballot on Monday, thinking it will arrive on Election Day in time for vote counting. Absentee ballots are processed as they come in. Clerks scan the barcode on the exterior envelope, then compare the signature on the envelope with what the office has on file.
We really check every single signature.
It's to prevent voter fraud. Then the ballots are sorted and audited. Then the green envelopes that contain the actual ballot will be pulled out and put into their precinct trays. Rutherford pulls out a tray filled with green envelopes.
This is always kind of a misnomer, too. People vote by mail. They think it's not a secret ballot. But once you get to this point, unless a voter actually, like, writes their name on a ballot, there is no way you can tell whose is whose. So that's how the secrecy is maintained in absentee voting or an all-mail ballot election.
As of Tuesday morning, Yellowstone County had received back nearly 40,000 of the just over 62,509 absentee ballots it mailed. The county has the largest number of registered voters in the state. Statewide, over 331,000 absentee ballots were mailed out to registered voters. That means nearly half of us are voting by mail. If you do forget to get your absentee ballot in the mail this week, Rutherford says you can hand deliver your ballot to your county election office or to a polling place. Still, he cautions,
if you have an absentee ballot, don't just think you can go to a polling place and vote a normal ballot. You've been issued an absentee ballot because you requested one, and you do need to vote that ballot.
Rutherford says if you show up anyway to a polling place, you will be allowed to vote, but it will be a provisional ballot. Those ballots aren't counted until the Monday after Election Day. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.